looking through my folder of emails that I save from Team 100 members that are particularly astute or sensitive or give me an idea for a podcast, and I gotta tell you, there's 314 items in this folder. It's called To Write About, and that's my folder name, To Write About, and there's 314 things. The problem is, of course, every day you send me emails and say genius things, and so I can never really empty out this inbox. But, okay, here's what I want to say. I'm going to read you one of the messages, because I saved this because I think it's me, or it's us, okay? Here's the message. It's from Nipper. 2 more sober days, 13 and 14. I even had an argument with the hubby. All sorted out now, and I didn't drink. That used to be one of my triggers. Come home after work to a messy house that I'd left spotless. Get cranky, argue, then think, or was it Wolfie, I deserve a drink for putting up with this shit. Even when it was half my fault. Ha ha ha, all good, happy sober, we're friends again, instead of me drinking and it escalating into World War III. Look, that's the end. Now, there's so many things to dissect there, right? The first one is, we are way more argumentative, cranky, teary, hilariously hysterical when we're drinking. And when we stop that, we're more likely to have a regular conversation when things don't go the way you want. Also, she's very clever in that she comes home to a messy house, which is discouraging, that she left spotless, because, of course, houses only exist in the spotless state. They're never lived in and cleaned up and then lived in and then cleaned up. They're supposed to stay in the cleaned up state, which, of course, isn't realistic, but it is how we think. But she's smart to realize that the I deserve a drink for putting up with this shit is Wolfie. Because what is the shit that she's putting up with?